Hello, it's Barbara. I'm in the Office of Age Concern on Burnley Road in Tomberton, having a chat with the manager Alex, who has quite a few things to update you on. Hello, Alex, and thank you for your time.
Thank you, Barbara. Yeah, so we became Age Concern on the 1st of April this year, transferring from the Age UK. Most people won't even see a difference.
No.
We'll still receive the same service. We're still open 5 mornings a week, and we'll still be able to help you on many of the things we helped you on before. We still have all the information leaflets as well from the Age UK charity, so there's lots of information and signposting that we can do for you. The big difference for us as an organisation is that we now don't receive any funding, so we're hoping for a lot more local support so that we can help as many people as possible in the Tomberton area.
So, do you mean my support? Do you mean people to become members?
Yeah, so we could deal with anyone who wants to do any kind of regular donations or one-off donations, legacy, but also things like being personally involved in the charity. So that's being a member, so that you make sure you can also get our newsletter or you can get involved in trips and
Yeah,
things.
because that's costly, sending out newsletters
It
where she's
is,
not
yes. I mean,
funded.
it's something we haven't been able to do for a while because it costs 60 pence per newsletter, so
Wow,
it is expensive. But also things like if you want to volunteer as a trustee, or we have a new tablet project, we're looking for volunteers for that. They're doing digital tablets.
explain that a bit more because I'm a bit of a Luddite.
So we've
So.
been given some money by Staying Well to buy 10 digital tablets. They're a little bit like very large smartphones. And basically what we're doing is teaching anybody over the age of 65 or even 60 to email, how to use Google. If you want to do things like learn how to use Facebook, or if you want to do managing your prescriptions online, we can also do
And
one-off
somebody's
things.
teaching this.
We're teaching this in the Resource Centre, which is just
Just off of Halifax Road.
Yes. What we're trying to do is develop a once-a-week class for a month, if you've never, or 6 weeks or so, if you've never used one before. But if you're a bit more experienced, there's going to be advanced classes starting in September. But you just want to learn specific
This
things.
is the trouble, just mentioning that you got a donation for that. What people don't understand, they may say, well, why have you bought tablets if you've no money? But quite a lot of donations and grants that come are ring-fenced to certain things,
Yeah,
aren't
so
they?
that was something we had. That was the only thing we were allowed to spend that money on. We were given money to buy tablets so that we can increase access for older people to digital online, because so much now is going online. People need to know how to use
Well,
it.
yeah, because even council tax and for that kind of thing, they always say, oh, look online, look
Yes,
online.
so one of the big things is about energy saving and utilities and things. Very often now you can only get the best electricity deal if you do it online,
Online,
and lots of people don't really know how to do that, or may have a bit of experience but are not confident enough, and we're going to help you with that.
So the thing we probably struggle with, I say we because I'm a trustee, is sort of core funding for to keep the actual office open.
Yeah, so what people don't realise about when they give money to charity and they don't really think about it is actually you do need to pay your rent and your electricity bill and your phone bill. And a lot of organisations don't give you money towards that kind of
No,
thing.
no.
So that's something we really do need some help towards. It does cost about £900 a month or so just to keep the office open and available for people to come in and talk to us about any problems that they might have.
I know since you began here, you've done a lot of what we call signposting, things that can't actually be done in here. You're signposting them to the right
So there are some
place.
things we're not allowed to do, just because insurance doesn't cover us, or there are certain protocols like trading protocols that you're not allowed to do. But what we do is we will help you. If you come in and you're stuck with something, we'll help you prepare for whatever you need to do and signpost you to the organisation that is most suitable to help you. So even if we can't help you
You know
directly,
somebody.
we know usually who can and will prepare you for that meeting with them so you're ready with all the information you need.
I know you've been very, very busy, but do you do home visits if people are housebound?
We do do some home visits. So, for example, next week I'm going out to do a home visit to somebody for a blue badge application because they're completely unable to get to me.
Yeah.
We also do home visits for benefit checks for attendance allowance if the person is unable to get out.
Yeah.
It's obviously not something we can do loads of.
No.
Because it takes a lot of time. So if anybody knows of any volunteers who are happy to do that kind of work, that's something we really would like some volunteers for.
It would be nice if we could have latched on to some of the people who worked for CAB, wouldn't it?
Anyone who worked for anything like the CAB or the Job Centre or Calderdale Council and just sort of have a bit of knowledge about paperwork and contact. Of like how to deal with organisations and businesses. A lot of what we do is basically admin for people who may be a bit too frail, too stressed, or their eyesight isn't great, or their hearing isn't great. So we do a lot of admin for them.
But I believe you have signposted people who have problems in relationships as well.
Yeah, so we do get one of the biggest things that's happened to the older generation is the growth of divorce, actually. The highest rate of divorce in the country now is the over 65s. And of course, ill health can make you more stressed, and especially, for example, if your partner's starting to develop dementia or something, it can lead to a lot of family and relationship problems. So we have helped quite a lot of people access counselling or look at things like that with them.
So do you ever get younger people in that's having problems with the parents? Do
Get lots of people come in who are having problems with parents or grandparents.
Yeah.
So obviously we also support the carers of anybody who's... If the issue is something to do with someone being over 65, then we'll try and help.
Right. I'm glad you've kept mentioning that, 65, because you were finding, weren't you, you were getting people of 70 coming in and asking about their mothers and
92, things. Yes.
They didn't think they were pensioners.
No, anyone who's retired, basically, it can be one of our clients.
Right.
And that doesn't just mean the sort of scary stuff or the depressing stuff. It also means you can take part in our Tai Chi classes, come on any of our trips, and get involved in any way you like, really.
Yeah, well, we're going to have to wind down a bit. So you mentioned trips. What have you got planned?
So we've got our next trip is a trip to Southport for a day, sunny Southport, on Thursday, the 6th of September. £12 per person or £20 for two people. And that could be two friends. We're just going to have a really nice day and people can do whatever they like in Southport for the day.
So they come to you to book?
Yes, we come to the office or give me a phone call.
Do you want to just give out the phone number?
It's 01706 817 926.
Right. And lastly, and most importantly, we're having our first AGM as... Age concern.
We are.
And we would really desperately need people to come and support.
That's on at Central Methodist on the evening of Monday, the 3rd of September, from 6:30.
You get a cup of tea and a cake.
Tea and cake is always available, and get to meet some trustees and volunteers as well. Find out a bit about what we've done and what we hope to do in the future.
And we're hoping this time, just rather than have a speaker at the thing, to sort of mingle after, so people can ask trustees and yourself.
Yes, so it's a bit of more of an exchange of ideas. If you've got ideas that you'd like to share with us, please come along to that, because that's what we're going to be doing as our idea for the AGM.
Right. Well, thank you very much for that.